Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Friday, May 12th, 2023. So, did you do the crossword?
I did, from this remote location.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and what did you think of it?
I thought it was very hard.
Oh, yes?
And maybe it's just because I am in a remote location. I don't know. But I worked on it last night, and I got most of it filled in except for that bottom right corner.
Really?
And then I worked on it some more this morning, and I did eventually get that right corner filled in, but it still wasn't right. So then I went looking. And the mistake I had was just crazy. Nine down was, oh dear, my computer is not working here very well. I think the internet just went off. Nine down was something about
General Sherman in,
General Sherman in Tulare County, California is the world's largest one. And I thought it was tank. So I put in T-A-N-K. It sounded like a good name for a tank.
Sure.
And then 10 down, doctor alternative. And so I was thinking, oh, that must be some sort of crazy website. So I was thinking maybe I started with an H. I knew it started with an H. So I thought, well, maybe Hulu or something like that. Well, eventually I got the second and third letters in both of those. So it was T-R-E. So I thought, oh, tree. And it was H-E-R. So I thought, oh, hair. And like hair, mister in German.
Yes.
Instead of doctor in German, mister in German, hair.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but then I forgot to fill them in. So I had like T-R-E-K. And I had H-E-R-U. So then I looked at 20 across, which was one way to start a point. That's where those two clues ended.
Mm-hmm.
And it was spin serve. So I immediately put in the E and the R, and spin serve, and then the puzzle solved.
So, okay.
Uh-huh. But no, it had some things in it that I just really did not know at all. Like the thing that was really hanging me up in that bottom right corner, 59 across, third of Sophocles' Theban plays, or Theban plays, however that's pronounced.
Theban.
And it was Antigone.
Right.
And I guess I have heard of that play, but I did not know that was his third Theban play. So that was kind of hanging me up. And then also the one above it, portmanteau structure built from discarded cans that turned out to be pyramid.
Yes.
I had no idea what that was. 38 across, the House of the Spirits novelist was Isabel Allende. I did not know that.
There were quite
a few there that I just really didn't know.
I didn't know 38 across either, but it sounded right.
Yeah. I got enough of the downs. I thought, well, that looks kind of like Isabel and Allende. That's a name from like Latin American politics, but I couldn't tell you exactly what. So anyway, so there was that. And then the 42 across, rock band with the 2020 Album of the Year nominee, Women in Music Part 3. Turned out to be Haim. You think that's how that's pronounced? H-A-I-M? Haim?
I guess. Oh. Mm-hmm. For a very long time, I had hair in there.
Well, I did too, because I was thinking that where that M is, 43 down, be worthy of, I wanted it to be, D something or re something.
Yeah.
Like remit. It turned out to be merit. It was just the opposite of remit. But I wanted it to start like redeemed or something like that. But course, that wouldn't fit.
But, right.
But yeah, so I'd never heard of that. So a lot that I didn't know, but using the crosses and downs, I was able to sort of fill it out. And I eventually got it done, but it took me almost an hour or so.
Yeah, this took me way more than that. But I ran into problems with 49 across, cult 1990s sitcom, the set at
me too. I didn't know that either.
Right. It was news radio.
Yes.
And, you know, I kept working on bits of it. Part of my problem was 44 across, which the cross led through news radio, was Air Safety Org. And I thought, well, maybe it's the FAA. But then I thought, oh, no, it's the EPA. And I thought I was being very clever. I'd outsmarted them, except they wanted the FAA.
Right.
I never really think about the FAA as being air safety. I mean, they're sort of air control, right? Air traffic control. So, I mean, that leads to safety. But
right.
I think of like NTSB for safety. But anyway, and then 44 down, boy, I had trouble with that. Some shortcuts. At first, I thought it was going to be, because it was starting with an E and ending with an ES, and I thought, oh, it's APE. And, but then I thought, an APE is really a long sword, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So it wouldn't make sense for that to be shortcuts. I originally started off with slits. And then I decided, when I knew it was starting with an E, well, I knew for a while it was starting with an E, I went for edits. And then eventually, once I realized I wasn't getting anywhere with the EPA, I went for FAA, and then it turned out some shortcuts, that was fades.
Right.
So that was pretty clever.
See, now I went for FAA right away, although I couldn't think of it. I couldn't think, oh, what is it that, you know, that controls like private license? I couldn't remember. And then I thought, oh, FAA, I got one of the A's.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, FAA, yes, now I remember.
Mm-hmm. And that the first A of FAA intersected 30 down, don't blow it. And that was big lead.
I had
all sorts of ideas before I ended. I started off with big deal.
Oh.
I don't know why I said that, but it I had big, and I needed something to follow. 34 down was sort of weird. Computer flow, like, and then they show some brackets. Insert pointing to a picture, pointing to from file, and an ending bracket. And that turned out to be cascading menu.
Yeah, 34 across.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, 34 down was subsection of an orchestra. That was clarinets.
Right.
I got the C, the L, and the A, and I thought, that's the only instruments I know, so I'm sticking with that.
Very good.
For 37 down, that was blank minor. I always go for Ursa before Asia.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I mean, we just had sort of a physics related, and in fact, but just before that, we had a theme that involved constellations. So I thought that was sort of a leftover from that. So I went for Ursa, but it was Asia.
I went for Asia because I had 39 across, polite thing to call someone, sir.
Right.
And they also had a polite thing to call someone 36 down. Same clue, madam.
Yes.
So they had both sir and madam.
Yep, that was well done. Let's see, what else was of interest there? 50.
I had a lot of trouble. This is crazy. 38 down, devil follower. And I thought, oh, that must be a suffix, but what could that be? Devilite? Devilian? It's like the devilish.
Yeah.
Makes a lot more sense, but I'm like, Devilion, Deviling.
Uh-huh.
So I just had a lot of trouble with that for some crazy reason. I must have been tired.
Yes, that could explain it.
But I just never thought of, oh yes, devilish, that is a word.
41 across, blank candy, best friend of Wonder Woman, was Etta.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I did not. But it came to me with the Downs. Etta Candy, what a name.
Yeah. Oh, it was deliberate. Apparently she was sort of a bit pudgy. And there was sort of like a whole group that would work with Wonder Woman, and she was sort of like the ringleader of that group.
Really?
So, yeah. It's a fascinating story.
I never saw that on the TV show. That's my only encounter with Wonder Woman until the movie came out.
So, yeah, they might have left that out of that.
I think they did, yes.
I think she was part of sort of what do they call that? Sort of like the very oldest Wonder Woman, the classic episodes.
Uh-huh.
She's sort of gone through quite a few rebirths, as it were.
Yes.
I liked 61 across. They hatch, and hatches in quotes, late in life.
Yes.
Nest eggs,
yes. Boy, that took a long time, but once I got it, it was quite satisfying.
Yes. Yeah, it was a good clue. And 52 down, word with pinky or promise. I was thinking, you know, I'd heard the phrase pinky swear.
Yes.
And so I wanted it to be pinky swear, but I only had four letters, and it was ring. Right.
That's right.
I guess you can wear a ring on your pinky.
Oh, yeah, pinky ring. That's pretty common.
Right. Probably, you know, maybe in your social circles, not mine.
So. Yes.
So, all right. Well, I think that's probably it for the crossword.
Okie doke.
But we do have listener mail.
Oh, good.
And I think we're going to combine this with a Fun Fact Friday.
All right.
And this is from Randall, and it's titled Samuel Pepys. Greetings, intrepid crosswordlers. Another entry for, so that's how you pronounce it. The only reason I know this is because I've done a lot of genealogical research on my family in England. And I have an ancestor, John, who Mr. Pepys happens to write about in his famous Diary of Samuel Pepys. Wow. Strangely, Pepys, which is spelt, by the way, P-E-P-Y-S, is actually pronounced Pepys, P-E-E-P-S. And on the episode which Randall is referring to, I had said, I think, Pepys. And I should have known better because I've been listening to an audio recording of The Wager, a really great book by David Gran. And the author, who presumably would be up on all the correct pronunciation, pronounces it Samuel Pepys. So I don't know what I was thinking. And he also writes in to say, on a side note, I performed in a middling manner for Triplet Tuesday, 233, for a total of 8. So just a reminder to everyone listening, you still have a chance to let us know how you did on the Triplet Tuesday contest. Go back to today's or Tuesday's episode for all the deets on that.
Right.
All right. And that is
Very good. Thank you, Randall.
Yep. Yes, indeed. That was very, very educational and great to hear from you. And if you want to do what Randall just did and drop us a line, you can do so. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And that is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we will see all of you again, voice permitting, tomorrow.
Bye-bye.